at the Beringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar. One of our presenters is Jeff Zimmerman. Great last name, Jeff, and I know we've had a chance to talk before at one of these seminars. First, for people that don't know, though, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I'm at Iowa State University. I've been working in primarily in the area of infectious diseases of swine for about 20 years, actually.
Well, at this seminar, you're doing one of the presentations, like I said. What are some of the key points you want to make for the attendees here?
We're going to be talking about what we're calling oral fluid diagnostics, which is an alternative way of looking at detection of diseases, alternative to using serum. So instead of bleeding pigs, we could collect oral fluids from pigs and then run the same or similar kind of diagnostics to monitor infectious disease.
So what are some of the advantages of that then?
Advantages is that it takes less labor. Instead of taking two people to bleed a pig, a single person can collect these samples quite easily, quite quickly. So that's a huge advantage, just the labor savings. Another, what appears to be a savings, is the fact that this oral fluid-based testing, which is usually done at a pen level, looks like it has much better sensitivity than a single animal test based on a serum sample.
So tell a little bit about how you go about then collecting these. I mean,
the methods we're using right now is simply suspending cotton rope in a pen. The pigs are naturally curious for the most part, and they will come up and play with the rope, chew on the rope, and in that process they deposit oral fluids on the rope. So then after 10, 15, 20 minutes, we can go back and collect those oral fluids in the rope and run our diagnostics on that sample.
And how long have you been looking at this method?
We actually began our preliminary work in May of 2005. We did it kind of because we were wanting to collect samples from a large group of experimental pigs, experimentally inoculated pigs, and the labor was just too much. And so we're looking at other ways of monitoring the particular research group of pigs, and kind of to our surprise, our results were very promising.
Does this apply to basically any type of disease you might want to be looking at, or certain ones better than others?
We think that we have to work through disease by disease. In particular, we have to optimize the diagnostic tests so that they work well for oral fluids. But it certainly looks like most, perhaps even all of our infectious diseases could be monitored in this fashion. And then I should also mention that Dr. Lockerker, also at Iowa State, has been looking at monitoring antibiotics in oral fluids, and that looks like that could work quite well.
So besides the fact that it is a labor savings, which translates to dollars, if this proves to have greater than just disease testing, it really holds some promise for continued efficiency, I guess, in terms of your operation.
Right. What we look at it is, right now we're lacking a lot of infectious disease information on our herds. So mostly we don't know what's going to happen or what is happening until something bad happens. And then you go back and try to figure what happened. So this would be an approach whereby, for relatively low cost, you could monitor things as they happen, and you could anticipate when things are going to go south and do something about it.
Well, that sounds like some great advice and good information to be sharing here at this Beringer Ingelheim Swine Health Seminar. And I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.